obviously, Mr. Museveni's government is trying to put up a good face to the international community. And so they are doing what they are calling cleaning up the city and so on. So there's these homeless people, street children and all who have been bundled up, you know, some beaten up in the process, taken to no one knows where. These are people that were not paid attention to. We have been making a clarion call and saying, these are Ugandans too, can we attend to them? Nothing of the sort has been done. But now, because they are guests in town, they bundled them up and arrested them and took them, we don't know where. But also, there's ordinary folks who have, you know, small houses, kiosks, you know, where they sell merchandise and so on. A number of those have been locked up. Others have actually been demolished, you know, especially those along the roads. They've demolished them, saying they looked bad, you know, they'll not look nice for the visitors. But these are properties that belong to ordinary people who are making out, you know, some little money. They've not been compensated as all of this illegality gets to happen. Others have been told, you know, paint your houses, you know, put pavers, put new roofing and so on. They don't have the money to do that. So it's a ridiculous thing. It's sad that people have to be treated this way just because we have guests in town.
Our understanding is that the government has warned people that some of their businesses were illegal structures.
That's not true at all. It begs the question, why now? Why are you doing it now? They've been there for several years. If it's an illegal business, why do you keep collecting taxes from it for so many years? And all of a sudden now you're breaking it down and saying it's illegal. So it's a ridiculous double standard. That's just an excuse. Many of these actually have title to their properties, to their land and all their properties. So this is just an excuse, really.
Can it be said that every city needs a facelift, especially when, according to the government, you are expecting 4,000 visitors, including 50 heads of state, coming to Uganda?
Two things. Number one, it's a facelift would be a good thing, but let it not be to the detriment of ordinary folks. But also, as we have been saying, don't wait for visitors for you to clean your house. Much of Kampala is riddled with potholes. The roads are in terrible shape. They've now only tried to fix a few of the roads where the guests will be passing. So, well, why do you do these things just for the visitors? Do the ordinary Ugandan citizens who pay taxes, don't they matter? That's one. But two, whatever is to be done for the guests should not be done to the detriment of the ordinary people. A conference such as this one should be to the benefit of Ugandans who will be there selling some merchandise, selling some souvenirs, doing some work, you know, even if it's actually not connected to the summit, but their, you know, work progresses, their business lives continue. But now, if a conference which is meant to benefit citizens is now tearing them down in many ways, especially economically, that's a problem.